Hey folks, my name is Matt Watkins and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York, your pastor for the day. A few times while our children were young, we had the thrill of inviting a new dog into our home. Our children were, of course, filled with enthusiasm, expressions of cuteness, a cuddle buddy, and of course, the nicknames. My wife was supportive too, as she remembered with fondness her dogs, the memories our own children would make, and the responsibility they would learn along the way. And then there's me. I saw vet bills, chewed furniture, pee pads, brown surprises in my house, burnt patches in my lawn, and of course, boarding fees. Here's my point. To emphasize the fun of a puppy, but ignore the realities of pet ownership, is to build a false picture of what it means to own a dog. In a similar way, the birth of baby Jesus was announced with words of hope, encouragement, and joy, except for one voice. Today, I'd like to turn our attention to the prophetic words spoken by Simeon shortly after the birth of Jesus. Simeon, too, was thrilled to meet the baby Jesus. He knew he was holding the Messiah, a thought that comforted him in his old age. But Simeon's message continued with a prophetic voice that balanced out the realities of what would lie ahead for Jesus and Mary. Our passage is Luke 2, 34 and 35. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Simeon warned that Jesus would cause offense to people. When Simeon said that many would fall and rise, he likely had Isaiah 8, 14 to 15 in his mind. Isaiah spoke of the Messiah as a stone of offense or a rock of stumbling, and many shall stumble on it. If you have ever tried to dig a hole and you hit a large rock, you know the frustration of a rock in the wrong place. Simeon is saying this child is going to grow up and be like a large rock right in your way. Often we Christians are guilty of not telling the whole truth. We say things like, "Jesus loves you and he has a wonderful plan for your life," or "his yoke is easy and his burden is light." But these truths need to be balanced with the other truth that Jesus died and rose to provide the only way of salvation for sinners. And unless you put your unreserved trust in him, you will not be saved. This message was offensive then, and it remains offensive today. Simeon also warned that Jesus would be rejected. Priests, prophets, angels, and wise men all acknowledged the virgin-born Son of God, but that would not be the case with most. The Messiah was the most important person ever born. His miracles were signs authenticating who he was. The prophets foretold that he would cause the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the blind to see, and the dead to live again. But Simeon's message was this: despite these clear signs, Jesus would still be rejected. And time hasn't changed this. Even now, with all of the historical evidence, fulfilled prophecy, and even the empty tomb, people continue to reject Jesus. Simeon warned that great sorrow lie ahead for Mary as well. Can you imagine Mary's sorrow as she watched them crucify Jesus? She knew that he was innocent, and she knew that he was the Son of God. Now, Mary's sorrow was that of a mother losing a son. But in a similar way, how can anyone consider what happened at the cross and not be moved to sorrow? Jesus appointed communion as a regular moment of sorrow for believers to remember the Lord's death until he comes, that we might never forget the great cost that Jesus paid to forgive our sin. Simeon's final thought was that Jesus would expose hearts. We all like a whistleblower. You know, those people who expose sin and corruption in the government. This is what Jesus did to everyone, including his friends. Whether it was hypocrisy, materialism, lust, pride, or jealousy, Jesus exposed the hearts of men and women, and this ministry of Jesus continues today. He exposes my heart again and again, not just on the day he saved me, but throughout my Christian life. Through his word, he peels back the lies and deception of my heart and exposes my sin again and again to the light of his word, so that I can confess and forsake my sin. Simeon reminds us that baby Jesus will grow up and make everybody uncomfortable. It is true there is power and healing in his name, but there are also some very uncomfortable realities connected with being a follower of Jesus, and you can't have the one without the other. My name is Matt Watkins, and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York, your pastor for the day.